Wow, we got it all in there, man. Giancarlo Stanton taking over. It's his team now. Well, I'll tell you what is he like? He's like 35, 36 years old now, and obviously he's always been a physical freak. But, boy, he got glass fragile, didn't he? Ooh, boy. But right now, hitting great. Couple of big hits the last few nights, and the Yankees moving on here. We say good morning to everybody here on a Football Friday with a little bit of a lot of different things, actually, to get to. But last night, the 49ers looked like a Super Bowl team. 483 yards of offense. Purdy throws three touchdowns. Here's a really interesting stat. Man, we've been seeing a lot of these in the NFL. Running the ball, 33 carries last night, 228 yards, 6.9 average for the 49ers against that Seattle defense. So they got after it. Of course, the Dolphins will play the 49ers later in the season. And out here, by the way, and when they've got most of their weapons back, they're pretty damn good. You saw a lot of that last night. We say good morning. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. As a big weekend, not just this weekend, it'll be the last weekend that we're going to be talking about UM and the Miami Dolphins both having the bye week, same time. And then it's UM at Louisville, 12 o'clock next Saturday. And the Fins and the Colts. Fins will be at Indianapolis, actually, to take on the Colts. Probably going to be, I know nobody wants to say, and everybody's being real careful about this, probably the last game before the return of Tua Tagovailoa. One more game next Sunday, then we're going to find out with, if that is the case, by the way, it'd be 11 games left in the season. Hopefully it's a 3-3 team and not a 2-4 team going to play the Colts, which is going to be a tough one. And then we find out, does the team have enough? Is Tua enough? Can Tua lead the team enough to get the scoring back from the 12s to the can he double, basically, the numbers? Can we get 24, 25, 26 points a game and get rolling here and make a run at this thing? And then, of course, Monday Night Football is going to be a good one. The Bills going to New York with all that drama, more drama yesterday coming out of New York. Todd Downing is the new team play caller for the offense. They were so careful on titles. So Nathaniel Hackett's going to be around. and Jeff Ulbrich, if you heard, oh, like Nathaniel Hackett's so important. We're so glad he wanted to stay when he got the word. And matter of fact, he's still going to have the title of offensive coordinator, but that's about it because he won't be calling the plays. He won't have final say on the offense, but we're going to let him keep. That's the weirdest damn thing I've ever heard. But Nathaniel Hackett gets to be called the OC. It's like we've already demoralized the guy. We've demoted him. But let's let him, hey, just let everybody know you're still the offensive coordinator, and we'll use you however we think you can help us, but you won't be calling plays, and honestly, I'll have final say on what we're going to do and when we're going to do it. Todd Downing will. So we'll see how this affects the Jets, who obviously going to have a little different feel to them and different, I'm guessing, different type of play calling, trying to get that offense going. And the Bills come in now, all of a sudden they've lost a couple of games. And it should be a hell of a Monday Night Football game. We'll have Monday morning to talk about that one after the weekend of football comes up here. And God, we got some great games. I'm really looking forward to sitting back on that red zone and just getting red zoned out, man. I'm talking about everything from the Colts at the Titans, just because we play them next. Washington at Baltimore. When's the last time a game Washington and Baltimore? And you're going, wow, that should be a hell of a game. Washington has been so bad. The Ravens have had some really good teams here since Lamar Jackson pretty much joined the team. Even going back to Joe Flacco teams, they were pretty damn good. But now Jaden Daniels is the new hot rookie, and Lamar Jackson is once again putting up big numbers, quietly throwing the ball as well as running the ball. He's on pace for about 1,000 yards right now rushing. to go with off to a nice start with touchdown passes, 9-1. So a lot of good numbers there. And Jaden Daniels also second in rushing for quarterbacks and completing 77% of his passes. Ridiculous. Ridiculous numbers. Lions at the Cowboys as well. So we got a lot of really good games kind of throughout the Sunday for you to sit back and watch them. And Monday Night Football should be a good one, especially in the AFC East, trying to figure out who's going to take this thing and how close they're going to be. Are all four teams going to struggle? Is somebody's got to win it, right? Somebody. We know somebody's going to win it and get a home game. That's what we know. Whoever wins the AFC East, no matter what their record is, they get a home game to start the playoffs, no matter what. Even if a wild card team they're playing has a better record, it won't matter. They're going to have to go play whoever wins the AFC East if it gets that bad. Now, listen, it could still, somebody could go 11-6, but you kind of look at all those teams right now, it's early. Feels like somebody could win it at 10-7. It does. It feels that way. So we've got a lot of stuff coming. And by the way, Brian Baldinger is going to join us coming up from NFL Network. We'll talk to him a little bit about the league and everything. The big question for me, and people want to know, and I have no answers. Matter of fact, the Miami Dolphins have no answers either. Is Tua coming back? A lot of the guys were back last week for New England. Most of them got four or five guys back for that game. Got the running back, their left tackle, their starting corner. They got their linebacker. They got a lot of key guys that they were hoping to get back. They were back for this game. So now the question is, and you saw how they looked. How much better will they be once Tua, and I've got Tua penciled in coming back for that Arizona game. I'm going to be shocked if he's not, to be honest. Really surprised if Tua's not back for that game. I'm going to be really surprised if Tua's not already throwing the football. I think he is. I think he's already working on his game and whatever he's been told. I know he's still meeting with doctors and more doctors, and maybe they want to look at him and look at him one more time and all those things. But if the guy wants to play, it's 5 weeks. He's going to play. He's going to be back. So I have no idea. People ask me, what do you think? I can't tell. Woody and I have been talking about this the last few days. I don't know. Some people think, Joe, the team's just not good enough. You're missing part. There's something on this team that's just missing. On the line of scrimmage, I know all those big names are there. I know. I'm very familiar, and I've seen the cornerback play at the highest level. I've seen two wide receivers play at the highest level. I've seen some guys have their moments and 100 tackle linebackers and all those things, but I don't know how good this team is when it's all put together with Tua. With Tua back at quarterback. Really have no idea. Couldn't tell you. Be lying. Anybody could tell you, be lying right now. I look at the schedule. I kind of like it. A lot of the teams that gave you a hard time that look like they're still good, you don't have to play. Some of the teams weren't very good last year, look a lot better this year, like Washington is not an easy out like they were last year. So Ravens look to be a really good football team. We don't play them. Kansas City's undefeated. We don't play them. Minnesota, we don't play. They're undefeated. So schedule-wise, some of the teams that look like they're for real right now, you're not going to play them. You don't have to play them. I don't know about Buffalo. Can anybody tell me about Buffalo right now? They're 3-2. How good's that offense? How good's that group of receivers? Just Saint got off to a nice start. It was a little bit of everybody. Then one guy goes out. Shakir can't play, and all of a sudden that thing looks a little bit different and struggles. So I think this Jets-Bills game, actually Monday night's going to be a hell of a game. I do. I think the Jets, now that everybody's got their eyes on it and Aaron Rodgers has pretty much been called out. I mean, there's no place to go. He changed his tune a little bit yesterday saying, if I was playing better, we wouldn't be in this situation. Kind of, we heard this from him a little bit, but taking a lot more of the responsibility. And, I mean, I just don't understand how he goes around, acts like he doesn't have more pull and power than any quarterback just about in football with the Jets right now and with the owner. I mean, they need him to play well. That's all they have. He's it. If he plays well and he gets this offense going, there's a good chance they're a playoff team. I haven't seen it yet, but if he plays the way, and maybe he can't, maybe 40 years old, missing last season, maybe it's a little Deshaun Watson feel to it. I don't know. He's not that bad, by the way. It's a terrible example, the Deshaun Watson.
Taking my example from
yesterday? No, I didn't.
You're
on board now? I just wanted to get your attention this morning.
I like that, bro.
I just wanted to get you going. No, he's not in that.
It's okay. Borrow that.
No.
It's a similar situation.
No, it's not.
They went all in on a washed quarterback, so it's kind of similar.
But Deshaun Watson has never been Aaron Rodgers.
I know, but you're willing to admit Aaron Rodgers looks pretty washed right now.
He doesn't look like the same guy, no.
No.
He looks like Father Time finally grabbed him.
Yeah, and he also looks like a guy who missed an entire year of football.
Yes, and so, just like Deshaun. That you have in common. I totally agree with you. Hey, by the way, we've got a lot
you're coming
more.
Around. I like that.
I'm coming around this morning. Brian Baldinger is going to join us, and he'll come around with us here. When we come back, we'll talk to him. Go around the league a little bit, including the Miami Dolphins and stuff. But before we do, you know, it's a Friday. Chevy's got some great news. It's truck month season at your local South Florida Chevy dealers. Conveniently located in Ade, Broward, and even Monroe County, you got to check out the 2024 Chevy Colorado, powerful and performance-ready with easy-to-reach tech features. Take charge of the 2024 Silverado with impressive towing, powerful engines for whatever you need them for, man. Towing that beautiful boat of yours to anything else, any of the toys on the back, to a trailer, it's hard to beat those strong, durable Silverado trucks. And, man, they've got a truck that's absolutely perfect for you. And let me put the third member of this team, the Tahoe. Boy, what are you waiting for? You need a big, comfortable Tahoe. You can't go wrong, man. We got something for everybody. This weekend, get out. It's truck month for you to get out, get a great deal. Drive, take some test drives, and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers with the best-looking truck and the truck family and SUV family you're going to see anywhere in South Florida. Chevy trucks will get the job done, work or play. When you want to do it all, Chevy's got you covered. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. See you at your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend.
I mean, I knew there'd be changes after they let Robert go. I had conversations with Brick over the 2 days. I knew that he was thinking about it, leaning toward it, and I told him I'd back him up whatever he decided. I love Nathaniel. I mean, he's one of my dearest friends in the league, and obviously a tough situation, but I think it speaks volume to the character that he has, that he wanted to stick around, be here for me, be here for Todd, support Todd. It's credit to the man that he is. I play better. This doesn't happen. We play better on offense. This doesn't happen. So I think it puts a spotlight on us, and now it's on us to do this, you know. We need to be accountable to each other, and we got to raise the level of our play to the standard that we set during training camp.
Well, how about adding a little juice, man, to Monday Night Football? Aaron Rodgers talking about more stuff yesterday. Of course, he didn't know anything was going down. Had no idea any of this stuff was going down, but said, I support whatever we're doing here. I had no idea. I have nothing to do with this. I have no power. I have no authority. I just do what they tell me to do. Okay. Well, listen, man, I know one thing. Monday Night Football is for first place in the AFC East. And be honest, I didn't think we'd have three teams with a record at this point under 500. And they do. Jets and Dolphins, 2-3. Patriots, 1-4. And the Bills have fallen back now to 3-2. And trying to get this thing turned around themselves. So they'll go on the road and see if they can beat the Jets and see what happens there. Of course, it's a weird one, though. Just strange. We have a lot of the other junk, don't get me wrong. Like, our team is obviously has not played well. Everybody knows that. It's after a couple of fast starts, the first couple years with Mike McDaniel's team, we haven't had that. And, of course, we've had quarterback knocked out early in the season here, Tua Tagovailoa. And so it hasn't gone the way you want, but at least we don't have all the other drama. We don't have coaches getting fired and Another guy should have been gone a long time ago. The Nathaniel Hackett thing is actually, Nathaniel Hackett's a very lucky man that he's got Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he's coaching in the league. I don't mean as a shot. That thing in Denver did not go well. That thing in Denver, there'd be guys probably never get another coaching job after that. That'd be a tough one. Then you follow it up, getting the job with the Jets, and that hasn't gone well. So, loses his job, says, I'll stay. Apparently, they gave him an offer. It sounds like, hey, if you want to leave, we understand. You still get paid. He goes, no, I want to stay around. You know, like the guys I'm working with and all those things. So, anyway, that's their situation. We got our own problems down here trying to figure out just how good the Miami Dolphins can be once they get Tua back. And, oh, by the way, before we get to that, we got another game without Tua. That's kind of a big deal because the last thing you want to do is go 2-4 in the first six games. That's the last thing you want to see happen. Colts, by the way, will be at Tennessee to take on the Titans. Colts are 2-3. And so we'll see what happens with that game. By the way, all these games, it's been amazing this year. I mean, we got two undefeated teams still in Minnesota and Kansas City. Kansas City, by the way, did you see who they're getting ready to play? San Francisco at San Fran next. So a little repeat of the Super Bowl here as Kansas City. Tell you what, Kansas City's got a tough little schedule too. That's not an easy schedule once you win it all. That's what's also amazing. You play a tough damn schedule there.
Doesn't seem to matter though.
No,
whatever you throw in front of that guy.
I'm impressive. Dying. Listen, they're stepping up in competition with that San Francisco team that minus McCaffrey, but everybody else, and you wonder. I mean, if they don't beat them in San Francisco. If they don't finally give Kansas City their first loss, then we got some problems here.
It seems unlikely someone's going to beat that team in the playoffs, though.
What's that?
The Chiefs, right? When it comes down to it, man,
it just
seems like they don't have any flaws, and it's amazing because their offense is so limited with the lack of talent they have over there,
right.
Like. If you could just find a way to add someone to that thing, I guess you'd feel better. But
they
what's their flaw?
They don't have obviously great receivers.
It doesn't matter. It hasn't made a difference.
I know. They had another guy.
Look at all these other teams. You can pick out the pretty obvious flaws, right? The Bills, basically every team in our division.
I don't think Kansas City's offensive tackles are very good. I think they're really good inside, but the tackles leading the league in. Penalties. He's a walking penalty.
Yeah, one guy. Yeah.
But
is that? I mean, is that like a major flaw? I don't.
They just put the next running back in. They're a little bit like San Francisco.
They got Kareem Hunt out there.
I know.
I mean,
he's back.
Like, bounced around the league.
Out
he shows up back there.
It is hard to. It is hard to. You look at it and you're going. They're not. That good in certain positions. We're saying the same thing about Buffalo. Like, all right, Buffalo, I mean, you're putting a lot of pressure on Josh Allen because he doesn't really have a lot to throw to. He's got some tight ends that are nice players, although they haven't had big numbers like everybody thought they would. And, you know, but they've kind of come back. You're going, yeah, they got a little receiver problem. It's not good enough. But that whole thing with Kansas City just puts guys in there and they have 100-yard games. It's just incredible.
Juju really Smith-Schuster, man. You talk about a wash player.
Talk about a guy we tried to figure out, was he a one, is he a two, can he play?
He wasn't a three for a while there.
Remember, and he was into his social media stuff and people were getting on him. And now he gets another fresh start and like, we need you. And he goes, okay. Puts up one of the best games he's ever had in his career.
If one of these other teams doesn't step up dramatically, like I just don't see anyone giving them much of a tough time. I don't maybe Baltimore. So I think the thing Baltimore has going for him, I think the Derrick Henry thing's a big deal now. I also think they need to not wear his ass out, you know, first half of the season here. Like they need him fresh for the end of the season and the postseason.
Yeah. I don't know if they're worried about your coaching style right now and when you want to play him and how many, you know.
No, I know.
How many
but
runs you want. You want to give
that
him.
Guy is the difference maker, right?
Yes.
He's the big difference maker on that team. They hand him the ball at the end of the games, and he seals it. He puts it away.
Well, that combination of having the best running quarterback in the history of the NFL next to him, that's a dynamic duo for sure. That is fantastic. That's as good as it gets for that style of offense they run. I totally agree with you with that. But you start to look around of teams that are a threat right now. I thought Cincinnati was going to be really good. And by the way, Joe Burrow's putting up really good numbers, but they're not winning. What's he got? 11 touchdown passes, 12 touchdown passes, but one interception. So his numbers are really good. But they can't win games. Their defense, which has been usually really good, is putting up, giving up a lot of points right now defensively. So thing is still pretty open. I don't know how many people out there still believing in Buffalo. You know, they're still the team to beat. And they, by the way, we can't say much till we beat them. They own us and wore us out in week two. I mean, they wore us out. I mean, they
have the second best quarterback in football, right?
I don't know. That's a hard call right now.
He's really good.
I know, but that's a hard call. I looked at the quarterback thing, you know, because there's so much to it. There just is. Like, if we're just talking numbers and not wins, but, I mean, Sam Darnold's been really good, Baker Mayfield, but nobody's there you go. You rolled your eyes.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're naming guys that are playing well now, but
well, that's what
Josh
it's about.
Allen has a very consistent body of work.
Probably by the end of the year, Josh Allen will be up there for total touchdowns.
If he's
and
not
so
hurt,
will Lamar.
Got to, you know, tone down a little bit the way that he plays, right?
I don't know. You tell me your top five quarterbacks right now. And Mahomes doesn't put up big numbers, but we got to put him number one.
Well, I think you put Joe Burrow in there, right? I think you still put him in there. I think you got to give Lamar,
okay,
the nod.
Then Josh.
Obviously.
There's four.
And then do you want to go C.J. Stroud? He's real good.
It's hard to do. And by the way, you look at
Jaden Daniels probably playing better than anyone.
Yeah, but
you can't put him in that conversation.
You can't put him in there.
Yet.
He hadn't done enough yet.
Yeah, he's
playing
like five
games. Can't give the guys been lifetime backups and guys that have struggled. Now they're playing their best football ever in Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold.
I mean, Sam Darnold just seems like he's in a perfect situation there, right? Like, they seem to have a pretty good offensive line.
Yeah.
They got really good receivers.
But you can't hold that against him.
He's got a big arm. He just seems like he's in a fine situation there, which is, no, I don't hold that against them at all. I hold it against the Jets, to be quite honest.
Like, tell you, Minnesota's got a good defense, too. They're really good, and you're right. And I told you, I said, hey, Sam Darnold's got a lot of time to throw the football to those guys on the outside who are really friggin' good. I mean, that's pretty good. They got a pretty good-looking team right now. And defensively, Brian Flores playing that real aggressive style. And, they look like the total package. Hey, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We didn't forget about high school football. We're getting down towards the end of the regular season. We got some huge games coming up again. None bigger than Chaminade and St. Thomas Aquinas. That game is going to be a 7 o'clock game at FIU. So we'll talk to Blue about that coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. We got some University of Miami stuff to get to here. We're all over the board here today, man. We got a lot of stuff going on to get to. Right now, though, before we hit the 7 o'clock hour, I want to tell you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yeah, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, cover all of South Florida. The same partners who handle your case from start to finish. More than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough to just to call you back. That personal touch, communication, still the most important thing we've all got going that can be done that people still abuse. Communication with people you deal with. And a lot of law firms are guilty, especially ones that put their name on the law firms, that do all the commercials but don't actually handle the cases and hand them off to other people, give them a lot of work to other attorneys, and all of a sudden, you don't feel like a priority anymore. And if that's happened to you, it's very normal. It happens a lot. You might need a little Cohen and Judah in your life because they will take a look at your case. You can always move your case, bring it over to them, let them take a look and see what they can do for you. Get the personal touch of CohenandJudah.com. Read the reviews, partners who can handle your case. And you can always get a hold of. They'll get on the phone with you and answer all your questions, even on the weekends. Injuries caused by negligence of others, go to CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. If you're starting to look around, not happy where you are, you just got injured, remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. Cohen and Judah, great way to go, great results waiting for you.